Michal, going into your last game in a very good position, I suppose, bar a very queer result tomorrow. You're looking forward to a National League semi-final.
Yes, Tom. I mean, you know, we're looking forward to a semi-final. But I mean, you know, basically everything goes okay tomorrow, and you know, basically we'll be looking for a result against Mayo tomorrow. Yeah. And basically, you know, what we're playing for now basically is, you know, it's to go top of the table. I mean, and if we beat Mayo tomorrow, that's what the prize is, and that's what we're just looking towards. And we're not looking towards points or scores or anything tomorrow. We're basically looking to get a result over Mayo tomorrow.
Yeah, because the situation is Mayo would have to run up a big victory against you tomorrow to overtake you.
Yes, they probably would have, but I mean, with the way the draw is done, that meaning the team's regulations, their score difference doesn't count. So, you know, it's a lot tighter than people might think of that. So basically, the reality of the situation is basically to solve all problems, we just go and pick Mayo, and that's basically what we're looking towards, Tom.
Yeah, and I know from speaking to you during the week, you're quite anxious to, now that you're in the position where you're in, that you want to top the table, and if you win tomorrow, you can do that.
Yes, Tom, and I think, you know, I think it's only a reward for the girls for the amount of effort and, you know, work rate up in since the, you know, the beginning of November last year. And I mean, you know, we're back in Division One football, and that, you know, it's a huge, you know, basically place to be playing football. You know, it's great for these girls. I mean, it gives them a lot of experience and that sort of stuff. And you know, first year back up in Division One and the top of the division would be a huge, you know, stepping stone on the road in the right direction where we're aiming to go on that.
Yeah, well, you took a big stride just last week against Cork. That was a huge victory, and I know you spoke afterwards about it, but it was a huge victory and a big statement by Donegal ladies.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's not too often a team goes down to Cork, you know, and went below Cork and that. So it was a huge moral boost for us, I mean, and, you know, a great confidence boost for the girls. And, you know, now, you know, they know they can compete with the best. And, you know, you're trying to install that in them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they think basically they're not as good as they are. But, I mean, look, nobody's getting carried away. It's only a result. I mean, it was a great result for us, a great confidence boost in that. And, you know, basically, you know, it'll count for nothing if we don't beat Mayo tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course Mayo coming, they're still in with a chance, but you know, they're still in with a chance, and of course they are building now for the championship as well.
Well, it's definitely, Tommy, like Mayo is coming with all guns blaring, because I mean they're fighting for a semi-final spot, and that, I mean, you know, they have to beat us tomorrow to get that semi-final spot, and that's a big basically, you know, bone for them, like, and so they'll become with all guns blazing to get that result against us, and that, so that's where we need to be on our guard, and you know, we kind of basically rest from our from last week and think that because we beat Cork, we have a right to beat Mayo, because every team on a given day can beat you. I mean, especially in Division One football, there's very little between it, and you know, mistakes here or there, that mean, you know, the team to take the results. So basically we'll be looking to ourselves into getting a performance from the girls on the field to every one of them, and then to produce a performance that we know we beat Mayo, and that's all we're focusing towards tomorrow.
And team wise I know you've picked up a couple of knocks in recent weeks. How are you fixed in terms of team for tomorrow?
Yes, and I mean, you know, at the moment probably we're waiting on Karen. Guthrie basically got a dead leg, I mean, but Karen looks hopefully will be able to play in, I mean, but Katie Hearn basically will make a call on Katie in the morning. Katie is with a back injury in that, so we'll see how she goes, but at the moment we're open maybe to have a full team, but I mean, we'll make a call on Katie in the morning.
Well, of course, the one thing about Donegal this year seems to be you've got plenty of strength and depth, because you have been without a number of players at various times in the course of the campaign.
Yes, Tom, and you know, when you're at this level and you're playing at this level, you need a squad. And as I said to the girls, it's not about the first 15 that goes out on the pitch. It's probably the 15 that finish the game or is important in it. So I mean, it is a team panel. I mean, you know, you need strength and depth on the bench, and you know, we have a number of girls here that we can bring in. I know, and they don't feel out of place, and that's great, and it keeps the other girls on their toes as well, because I know those people, you know, you slip up or make a mistake, I mean, there's another girl there just jumping to take that spot, and that's great for us basically. And for the girls, because I mean, it keeps everybody on their toes.
Yeah, and of course, as we mentioned, Mayo, your opponents, and they have won Cora Staunton. I think what an amazing record! Is it 10 All Stars starting her 20 or into her 22nd senior campaign?
Yes, I mean, you know, like, everybody knows about Cora Staunton at this stage, and knows what she's capable of. And you know, basically, we have to basically, you know, have a game plan tomorrow that basically we could out supply a ball going into Cora, because if Cora gets ball and runs, she can damage any team in that one. That, you know, against the Mayo's last week and the week before. So I mean, look, at Cora is a huge player for them, but I mean, look, we'll be looking to our own players. We'll be looking like the Yvonne's and the Jerleys and girls like that to basically, you know, to keep the flag flying for us.
So nothing short of a win for Micheál Naughton and the Donegal girls will do tomorrow.
that's basically our goal, and that's our aim, and that's what we're looking for.